Blog Talk Radio.
Thunder Rosa and myself want to say thank you for downloading and listening to Lovelock. The best way to show your support is search for Dabashi Radio Takedown Network on blogtalkradio.com and hit that follow button. Or you could give us a review, rate us, and subscribe on iTunes or any other source to get your podcast from. And you know what? It's absolutely free. Well, Black Friday is finally here. And you know what? You can search for Thunder Rosa and for Dayfala Dabashi and get one of our limited edition t-shirts. You can also save 20% off every t-shirt you get on ProWrestlingTees.com. And you know what? The first 300 orders get a free Pro Wrestling Tees logo shirt. And any orders over $100 get a free new Macho Man shirt. All you have to do is use coupon code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Friday deals only happen once a year. Get your holiday shopping in now. This sale is only 1 week long and it goes from Tuesday, November 22nd to Tuesday, November 29th, noon Eastern Time. I made it easy for everyone. You can get all the show links and contacts at www.DabashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Enjoy the show. You are listening to Lovelock with professional wrestlers and entertainers Thunder Rosa and Dayfala Dabashi. You can email your relationship and dating related questions to lovelock4life@gmail.com. That's with the number 4. Or call our 24 hour hotline at 360-818-4000. Well, we are here, Thunder Rosa, with our second episode. How are you doing all the way there in the land of the rising sun, Japan?
I was, you know, waiting for this moment. Actually, I woke up super late. We were supposed to do this earlier, but you know what? Time in Japan is, like, non-existent, so I'm never asleep. But I'm excited because I read all our, you know, our fans' questions, and they were really good, and I just been thinking, what am I going to say? What things are we going to tell our people so they feel better about their situation? But, yeah, I'm great.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners what's been going on the last week since you were on the air, how things going in Japan? How's the food? How's the matches? How's the sightseeing? And how's everything?
Well, start with the matches. We had really good matches last week. We had 3 matches. We had one on Sunday, one on Wednesday, and one yesterday, which was Sunday here. I had a title match on Wednesday, I was very, very nervous, to tell you the truth, because this is my first time where I've been given opportunities for title matches. So it was really good. I poured my heart and soul in it. I didn't get the win, but, you know, the important part sometimes is just to make an impression, you know, in the Japanese fans. And then yesterday, what was that?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then yesterday I tagged with Chris Wolf. We went against Tia and Taya. It was a really fun match. But like I said, I was telling you, we had a long way to go to Nagoya. And with my surprise and my tag team surprise, holy dad, we are actually challenging my original mother, Kimura-san and Kagetsu. They are the current tag team champions here. So we're challenging them for the tag team titles next week.
That's sweet. That is sweet. Well, I got a question for you. Are you still trying to recruit on the time difference?
I don't think if I'm trying to recoup the time difference. It's like when I'm in Japan, it's just like the call for not sleeping. It's just like, oh my God, the options are infinite. I can meet so many people. You know? So
That's
I'm always
awesome.
Out for doing stuff, or like when people are like, that I know from the States come here. They're like, hey, I'm here. You want to come out? I'm like, yay, I have no money, but that's okay. I'll figure it out.
That's awesome. Well, I sent you some emails of the questions. I did get a bunch of one-liners. I didn't get a chance to send to you. I got one, two. I got quite a bit of them. So I thought we'd do something fun is if you like the one-liners, I'll play this sound effect. And if you don't like the one, and if you don't like the one-liners and you don't like them, I'll play this.
Got it. Let's do this.
All right. Do you want to do the emails first or do you want to do the one-liners?
Let's do the one-liners.
Okay.
Let's start.
All right. Thunder Rosso be the judge. But we do have some good ones from females, though. All right, here we go.
Females be sending us stuff?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I might blush at one of them. Okay. John Peterson from Macon, Georgia sent this pickup line. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Do you have a library card? Because I'm checking you out.
Ooh, I like that.
You do? Okay.
I do. That's good.
All right. Okay. Here's the other one.
Baby. Come and check me out.
Yeah. Do you have a library card? Because I'm checking you out. All right. I'm going to mark this down because I might, if you like them, I might start using them. All right. Okay. Larry Cunningham from Tacoma, Washington. All right. Here we go. Wait. Do you believe in love at first sight or do I need to walk by again? No? Okay. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. Sarah Kim from Seattle, Washington. Oh, okay. This is a girl one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you're good in algebra. Will you replace my ex without asking why?
Good. It's like they make.
Good?
I think if the pickup line make the girl laugh, it's good. Yes.
Okay.
You know, asking. Oh my god.
Okay, Peter from Seattle, Washington. Okay.
Mhm.
If I receive a nickel for every time I saw someone as beautiful as you, I'd have 5 cents.
Oh god.
Get it? Because you'd be the only beautiful girl he ever saw.
Just apologize and leave, thanks.
Is that bad? You don't like it?
I don't know. I just like, I'm more of like I said, it has to make me laugh. But I don't know.
Okay.
Other girls might like this one. So let's not even give them a sound.
Okay.
It's okay.
Anthony Garcia from El Paso, Texas. He sent two.
Ooh.
Hello. Okay, ready? Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a thief. Wait. Okay. Hello. I'm a thief. And I'm here to steal your heart. Nope.
You can flush it.
Okay. All right. Okay, here's the other one. Okay, there's two parts. Act like you're the girl, okay? So.
Okay.
I'm invisible. And then you go, really?
Really?
Can you see me?
Yeah.
How about tomorrow night?
I love it.
All right.
Cool.
With the oh my gosh. Okay. Here's a racy one. This is from Jennifer Root from Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
My batteries are dead. Can I borrow your dick?
Oh my god.
That's what she wrote.
Damn.
Now I'll tell you the truth. If a woman told me that, I'd probably be kind of scared. I don't know.
Why? Like guys are sometimes I don't understand guys. Like it's either because you're too prude and you're not calling them because you're like, like we say in Spanish, te haces del rogar, like you're like, you know, not responding. My friends are calling on me quick enough. Or
yeah,
you're like really upfront and you tell them what you want. They get upset. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly don't get it. I mean, I think this will be a really good something
topic
that we can ask our listeners, because it, uh-huh. honestly, it really bothers me. I'm not a very strong woman. Like, the good thing is, like, you know, my husband, he cool. Like, we were friends and he knew how I was. But
uh-huh.
when I was younger and I used to ask guys out, because I didn't wait for a guy to ask me out. If I like somebody, I'll be like, hey, what's up? You know, but they would be like, ooh, you are too strong. I'm like, I know what I want.
You know what? It's not about me not being too strong. I guess it just, I'm not a prude person, but I guess it depends on the situation and the, if I was attracted to the girl or what, I guess. But now, another thing, is that a Hispanic thing? Because I notice a lot of Hispanic women are strong like that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like at the same time, we're strong, but, you know, we want to, like, make the guy, like, I remember my friends used to tell me, no, you got to wait. He needs to, like, want you, and he needs to, like, work for it. And I would just be like, what if I want it now? Like, what if I want him to work for it? Like, what if I just want to hang out, you know? Like, if I like the person, I like the person. I don't want to be like, oh, let me wait on my phone and see if he's going to text me. I'm just going to send him, like, no, tomorrow. Like, no, no, let's go tomorrow. Let's have fun, you know?
Have you scared any guys away from doing that?
Yes.
You really?
They used to tell me when I was young. Yeah, they used to tell me, like, you're too strong. Like, and you just, like, you know, calm down. And I think that's, like, a flag always. When somebody doesn't accept you for who you are from the very beginning, I don't
right.
think it's a good idea to hang out with them because it's going to be problems.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, here's one. Sam Sally from Portland, Oregon. You know what? Your eyes are the same color as my Porsche.
What color? That's the line?
Yeah, that was the line.
Oh, my God. Bless that guy. I was like, what?
I guess that's, if you're materialistic, I guess that's good.
Yeah, if you gotta explain it to me, like, bye, boo, bye.
All right. No. Okay, here's a kind of a long one. Ken Strong from Parkland, Washington. Hey, Parkland, Washington, that's from Prince of Parkland, Jack Evans' hometown. All right. Okay, here we go. I was so enchanted by your beauty that I ran into the wall over there. So I am going to need your name, number, for insurance purposes.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah?
That is it. Yeah.
Would that work on you?
I wouldn't give my number, but I'll be like, oh, that's so cute.
All right. Would you give him your Facebook?
My Facebook? I cannot accept friends, so no, I wouldn't give them my Facebook.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right. Mark Williams from Vancouver, BC. I would say God bless you, but it looks like he already did.
What was that?
I would say God bless you, but it looks like God already did.
Oh, God. Jesus.
All right. All right. Okay, Jason Hurst from Oakland, California. Here we go. Baby, if you were words on a page, you'd be what they call fine print.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you? Okay.
Yes. I'm a fine print, baby.
Oh, okay. Now, you're either going to really love this one or you're going to really, really hate this one. This is from Joe Buck from Boise, Idaho. And he goes, baby, did you fart? Because you blew my mind away.
I'll be like, this nasty. What's wrong with people?
I don't
What's
know.
Wrong? Oh, I'm going to use that.
So you like that one? It made you laugh?
I'm super nasty, so I probably would like.
All right. Yeah. We'll get Thunder Rosa seal approval on that one. Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Alas, let's see. We got Kimberly Dillinger from Reno, Nevada, and she gave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 one-liners or pickup lines. Okay, here's the first one. Okay, this is from Kimberly. I'm not a construction worker, but I would like to use your wood.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm even blushing with that one.
I guess that's a good one. You laugh. Okay, here's another one from her. Ready?
Yeah.
I do not fancy wines. I prefer moans.
Whoa. Girl. Damn, this is a thirsty line. Oh, Jesus.
Is that a good one or no?
No.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
if you want to get some, you feel me? Yeah, that's gasoline, but.
All right,
like,
well, here's another one. Number 3 from her, Kimberly Dillinger from Reno, Nevada. I don't need a spoonful of sugar to swallow you.
Oh, Jesus! I even dropped my phone. This girl, man, let's give her the cup of the thirstiest lines ever given to
her. We're going to have to give her some kind of an award. We definitely. Okay. Okay, she has 2 more.
All right.
Okay, here you go. You want to melt in my mouth or in my hand?
Oh, my God. Man, this is like, girl. What's her name again?
It is. What is he? Kimberly Dillinger from Reno, Nevada.
Kimberly, let's finish the last one, and I have something to say.
Okay. Here's our last one. Boy, is your homework okay? Boy, is your homework? Like, damn, what is? Boy, is your name homework? Because I'm not doing you, and I should be.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah. Oh, you did know that one?
No, I knew this one, but the other ones were better. This is like she started so like PG, not 13, and then like
fizzled out.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll dump that one then. We'll dump that one. Okay. We got one more pickup line from someone, unless she had, not from her though, but unless you said you had something to say.
Not just like Kimberly from Reno about it. Legit, that is like the thirst. If we send an email to get the thirstiest one-liners ever, I think today she would have won.
Well, you know what? Let's do that. I'm gonna. We'll tweet that. And let's do a contest, thirstiest one-liners out there. And then during the week, we'll collaborate and see what we'll give out for a prize. And then we'll announce it on our next show. And then we'll have a timeline. Maybe we'll have maybe the first of the year or something. Should we do that?
I think they should be like appropriate for, we can say them appropriately on a podcast, you know. Let's see how creative.
Okay.
Like out there, but this one's like definitely Kimberly made my morning.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Let's beat the last one.
Thirstiest pickup line. That's going to be cool. Maybe I'll even get a plaque made or something. That'd be awesome.
Oh, God, you're so far now.
I don't know. Okay. Oh, this one's appropriate for Christmas. Ronald Flip from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ready? If a fat man puts you in a bag at night, don't worry. I told Santa I wanted you for Christmas.
Aww. I feel like playing a song. Na, 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 na. Yeah.
You like that one?
That's cute.
All right, we'll give it a bell just for the holiday spirit. I like that. I'm going to have to write that down. Thirstiest.
One-liners
or pickup lines for 20, we'll say 14. Boom. Okay. Well, that was it. I wish we had more, but it's not bad for us.
Melt in my mouth. Oh, my God.
What's that?
You want to melt on my hand or you want to melt in my mouth?
Oh, man. Hey, what was her name again? Oh, what's on the paper? Kimberly, she made my day because I went to school with Erica MacArthur and watched. She's a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Of course, I'm diehard Seattle Seahawks, and they lost. So if anyone goes to my Facebook and see there's an avatar of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's because I lost the bet and I have to keep it up to midnight. 12 a.m. Tuesday. So
I wish you this thing that I'm doing for you. I have the littlest violin in the world. I have like the littlest violin in the world.
You're so sweet. And I know that was sarcastic, but you know, I guess I'll take any sympathy I can.
Absolutely not. Okay. No. Screw that.
Oh, man. And I was just checking my Facebook. They're like blowing it up. Shoot. Anyway, let me get off it. Well, let's did you get that other email I sent you this morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Cool. So I guess do you want to read them or do you want me to read them? Or?
I'll read one and you read one. I'll read the first one that you sent me.
Okay.
Which I thought it was really interesting. I found your first episode of Love Lost by Mistake. I really enjoy it. It was fun, and that was how you gave real advice. So this listener, she has a problem, and she needs some advice. She says, I had a friends with benefits. I was firm about not being in a relationship, and I didn't want to get attached. I even told him, if you find somebody, just let me know. I thought he was going to be the one sprung and could not handle it. But you know what? He handled it like a champ. I'm the one who's strong. He told me last week he met somebody and that we could not sleep with each other anymore. What should I do? Sprung female.
For what? Sprung female from West Coast? Is that what you... Oh, you read that just perfectly. What's your advice? Well, what do you think?
Girl, get over it. I'm serious. Like this happens very, very often. You know, it's like you know, F around with this guy, and you know, you think that's all cool and whatever, and then you start getting feelings for it. It's just, you know, maybe find somebody else to have fun with. You know, like I give it up to the guy because he's like he followed with his word. You know, and he said, hey, you know what? I have somebody. Like I cannot see you. You've given the respect that the other girl deserves. So I'll give it up to the guy. And I think for you not to hurt yourself and not continue to drag this relationship because you know from the beginning that it will be a real relationship and will be like only sex, it's time for you to move on, girl. It is time to move on.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I give this guy credit. Like you said, he seems like a stand-up guy because I know a lot of guys would dream about the situation and they're the ones that end up getting sprung and chasing the girls away. I mean, I know it goes both ways, but this, and you know, and I give the guy seemed like a stand up guy, but if she really likes the guy,
I mean, there's nothing she can do about it. Like, the guy was legit, and the both of them were open to say what's going on. You know, the guy found somebody else. That's the bottom line.
Well, the bottom line, yes.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, he's giving the respect to the other girl that he's in a relationship with, because he's, like, he is in a relationship. He's not in an open relationship where, like, they are allowed to, like, be, like, messing around, you know, no matter what. But that's what I'm saying. If your guy didn't have the balls to tell the girl, like, hey, this is what's happening, and he'll be, like, messing around with her, I think that will be wrong. But she needs to move on. Find another guy. It's not that
either hard. Find another guy, or, you know, she lost him either way. She could at least fess up and say, hey, I really like you. And maybe the guy likes her, but he held up to his own.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like, he will be with this girl. Things don't work out. He'll come back with her, and he's like, you know what, let's. And then if this girl really loves him, maybe, like, maybe we should try. But at this point, I think it will be good for her to, like, just, like, live it. Because what is the point of telling her, hey, I'm sprung on you? It's just more complicated. You know what I'm saying? It's more complicated for the guy and for her. So it's, like, it's better for her, too, because that gives her time to, like, maybe heal some of that pain that she's going through. Cause, I mean,
And you know what? Time away from him, maybe those feelings ain't really feelings, and they're just something that she had those feelings because it's something she can't have right now, but maybe the distance away, and like you said, it don't work out, they might get back together, if not.
You know, and like I said, like, she should be happy that he, like, you know, she said that he took it like a champ and he told me what's going on. She should be happy he is giving her too the respect of saying, I have somebody else. That's important. That's a real gentleman right there.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me hit that sound effect. Round of applause right here. Right on. Okay, well, I think we answered that problem very well. What do you think? I think it was okay. So, yep.
I think, leave him alone. I could have answered more ghetto, but yeah. Girl,
well,
you
answer more
on.
Ghetto. Be Thunderosa. Get the Thunderosa. Be the Chola. Be the Chola. You know, shave those eyebrows and put the little Chola marks.
Next one.
All right, next one. Okay, we'll go. Oh, okay. What should I do? Go. My girlfriend has a lot of guy friends.
Mm.
We do trust each other, but her ex-boyfriend, the one she was going with before we started to date, we have been dating for almost a year now. He wants to take her out for her birthday, and she asked me if it was okay. I told her no, that I'm not okay with that, and I asked her, am I your man? And she replied yes. Then I said, why would you even ask? That really bugged me. How should I handle this? Jesus. Go first.
Boo, you already did what you gotta do. You tell the girl not to hang out with the boyfriend. I was in the same situation that this guy was in before. But I was the girl. When I started, you know, a real relationship, I was the same way. I had a lot of friends, and my ex-boyfriends were my friends. I remember I asked the same question to my partner. He straight up told me, no, you, from now on, I'm telling you right now, you either pick him or you pick me. Because you can't have everything. And on... You know, and honestly, if you respect me as your partner, you shouldn't be going out with your ex. You know.
Yep.
What? You know. But it's like you already told her.
Exactly. You know, maybe
you can't have everything.
Yeah, maybe she's testing him, see if he had any kahunas. You know. Maybe she's testing. Maybe that's what she wanted to hear, him say no. And if he would say yes, he'd be acting like a, you know, wuss, and she'll lose all respect for him, and so on and so on.
I mean, I think what he did, it was perfectly fine. I don't think he's, like, you know, taking any, like, trying to be possessive or any of that sort. I mean, if this girl was going out with this guy and there was, like, intimacy between them, like, of course the guy is gonna be like, we don't want you to be hanging out with them, or unless they were, like, married, you know, when they're married and they become friends with a different person. But he dealt with it really, really well, and I think he should just be like, this is it. You know, like, I really respect you and I really love you and I know you have friends and I trust you, but this is your birthday. Like, this is, like, time for you and I.
Yep.
More likely than you going out with your ex-boyfriend.
Yep, I guess all time will tell how she acts after this.
Girl, you gotta get your shit together, girl.
Exactly, exactly. See, we got a couple more emails. What, do you want to do the next one?
I'll read the other one. Yes, let me see. I'm a 23-year-old woman who has been on the pill for 2.5 years. It's getting expensive, and I think my boyfriend should share half of the cost. But I don't know how to discuss this with him. What should I do?
Here's what I say. If she's not comfortable discussing money with him, she shouldn't be sleeping with him.
Ooh. What if the D is good? And she don't really care about the money.
Well, you know, the power of the P, you know, the women got the power. The guys think with the wrong thing. So the women got the power, especially if she works it right. So if she's got to play the game and work them.
I think I mean, first of all, I don't even know for how long they've been going out together. She says that she's been on the pill for 2.5 years. But I don't know if they've been, like,
together for
2.5 years.
Right.
Well, then, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, if you don't feel comfortable talking about money, now that you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you're not going to feel comfortable talking about money when it gets more serious. And this is a pill. I mean, girls have even bigger decisions than this, you know? So, I mean, just talk about it and say, hey, dude, like, I know you like it. We, like, do it all the time. I need some money, bro. Like, hello. You want it? I need it. And if he doesn't, like, girl, you got to stay tough. You got to still pay for it. You got no choice.
Well, you know, I don't understand. Does Obamacare pay for her pills or what?
I don't know, man. I don't have Obamacare.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, okay. I guess the guy should be lucky that she's on the pill, because if he's all that and he's that good and if he has money, she could be tricking him and trying to get pregnant to trap him.
Yeah, I mean, he has two options, right? He can be saying, no, screw you, pay for it. And the girl will be like, all right, then start using condoms so you can pay for them and we're not having nothing.
Exactly.
Or be like, you know, or be like, hey, girl, you're so responsible. I like you. Yeah, let's pay for it, you know? But we sometimes overcomplicate ourselves in communication.
Like I say, the power of the P. If the guy likes it, he's gonna pay for the pill.
Mm.
Plain and simple.
Mm. Plain and simple.
That's what I think. But what do I know? I'm just a guy. All right. Okay. You want to do that? You want to read the last question?
Yeah.
All right,
so
go for it.
Can you settle an option between my best friend and I? She's 18 and I am 20. She is a virgin and I am not. She says a guy can tell whether a girl's a virgin or not by the way she walks. Okay. I said a girl doesn't walk any different after she's gone all the way with a guy than she did before. Walking alive from Utah.
Are they trying to be like Walking Dead? Walking alive?
Yes.
Oh. So what do you think? I gotta stop thinking like that. But you go first.
I don't know. We used to say the same thing, or like when we had the argument, like if you use a tampon, you will lose your virginity,
right?
Kind of thing, right? I don't know. It's just like if it's just like a more like informed, religious kind of thing, because like that's, I think my aunt was very religious and she used to say the same thing.
What about, like, tampons?
When she used, about tampons and about having sex kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, if you have sex, you walk different. And I'm like, My mom didn't notice when I had sex. I walk the same way. I walk like a dude. I can continue to walk like a dude. So, no, there's no difference. It's just, I mean, if your friend has those ideas and those beliefs, it's kind of hard to, like, change them, to tell you the truth. Just accept them for what they are and be like, okay, well, cool. Like, I mean, I don't think so, but we'll see when you have sex.
or
that's how you settle it.
Well, you know, and you know, I think it's so funny is I was watching something on TV a while back and how these girls in like high school and stuff are doing every kind of different thing except the regular sex, you know, the regular way. And they're getting the anal and all that, and they still say they're virgins. Now, do you can still consider that a virgin?
Absolutely not. Once it's penetration, I don't care if it's in your mouth, ears, hair, legs, or anal hole, you are not a virgin. Yes.
Right.
Technically,
okay.
Vagina has been penetrated, but you are not a virgin.
Well, that goes to my point. So if she's walking, and so if she's walking weird, then she's probably getting it the other way. That's how you could tell she's not a virgin. That was a stupid joke. Never mind. It wasn't really a joke, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if that's how what your best friend thinks, it's going to be very hard for you to change it. Just, like, accept it. Be like, yeah, you might be right, you might be wrong, but let's wait until you have sex and I'll watch you the next day and follow you on the note. Unless you were, like, going at it all night and you're walking
right.
Like you just rode a horse, you know?
So. Well, I have a feeling they're both are virgins, though.
What was that?
I have a feeling they're both virgins.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
my sixth sense. Well, shoot, man. The listeners out there, we love your support. We love the outcome of the emails and stuff we're getting right now. So, you know, you could go to the website to get all of our links at DebaucheRadioTakedownNetwork.com. You could email us, what would you call it, Thunder Rosa? Thirsty pickup lines.
Thirsty.
And we're going to do some kind of contest to Love Life for Life at gmail.com with the number 4. You could call our 24-hour hotline at 360-818-4000. Hey, put your thirsty pickup lines on there and we'll put it on the show.
Yeah, I mean...
So,
what's her name? What was the name of the girl from Reno? Oh,
hold on. Let me look at my notes. It was
Kimberly. I think it's Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly from Utah, wasn't it? Yeah, Kimberly Dillinger from Reno, Nevada.
She started it, guys. It wasn't me. She started it. And I think it will be very funny, like I said, because we all come from different places. And, like, the one-liners that I heard when I was young in Mexico, they're, like, triple X. They were nasty. But I'm interested to know about Americans. Like,
so you say to Mexico, when they do pickup lines, the one-liners,
oh,
that they get really nasty? What's
God.
That?
Oh, Lord. Yes.
And do they work?
Nasty. Not with me, no. Hell no.
But I mean, in general, I mean, does it work with some women? I'm not saying with you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know other women that like to be talked like that. Like, even before you know them. Because, like, the power of the words is different than here. Like, the one, like, do you want to melt them in my mouth or you want to melt in my hand, you know? It sounds soft. Like, if someone's going to stay there, you're like, God, like, damn, like, God. That was, like, a slapping material. I will slap you if you say something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, some guys like that, too.
I mean, everybody has different tastes, you know? And that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes, you know? But there's a time and a place for it. You know, so,
there's time to be crude and rude, and there's time to be, you know, kind of romantic and classy, I guess. Is that what the word I want to use?
Yes. I mean, because there's one, I mean, maybe we can also ask for, like, the classiest one-liners, too. Like, we have categories for, like, next show,
okay.
And then see... I guess I think it's important to see, like, both. But, like, the thirstiest ones make me laugh so much. This is, like, I think now there's so much of those going on, because on the radio you can hear a lot of those, and you're just like, uh-huh. He really wrote that lyric, you know? It's just like, it has become normal. To some other people, like, and yeah, I keep sending your questions, advice, you know, and it's really important for us to have this, because, you know, we have fun. We probably been in some of the situations that you guys have been, and it's like love hurts, just like wrestling. It really does
exactly.
Hurt, and it's not a work. You might
nope.
know the ending. The ending is like, you might get married, you might not. You know, that's the thing.
Exactly, like. Yeah, just like pro wrestling, you know, might be predetermined at the end, but the bumps and lumps and obstacles you take to the end, horribly or honestly, they're absolutely real.
Yeah, and love is painful. Like, there's many days where you will feel happy and you'll feel like, this is amazing, but there's a lot of other days where you're just like, what the heck am I doing? You know? And we're here, guys.
Well, you know,
opportunity.
And yeah, just send in, like you say, Thunder Rosa says, send in your questions to us. And, you know, we have fun doing this, but at the same time, and I'm not trying to be sappy, it makes us feel good too, that we could have fun and give you advice. And and I just want to say, Thunder Rosa and myself, we do have shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com. You get 20% off every shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. The first 300 orders get a free Pro Wrestling Tee logo shirt, and any orders over $100 get a free new Macho Man shirt. Use coupon code Black Friday at checkout. Black Friday deals only happen once a year. Get your holiday shopping in now. The sale ends this Tuesday, November 29th, noon Eastern Time. Do you have any plugs you want to give out, Thunder Rosa? Anything that's going on
yeah.
this week? Anyone out there?
Yeah, well, start, if you guys want to watch my matches here in Japan, sign up for StardomWorld.com. Most of my tag team matches with Holiday, the Twisted Sisters are there. My single matches and Holiday single matches. Also, you have Taya, Tia. Who else? You have Santana Garrett, Chelsea Green, the Olsen Twins. All the women that have been in Japan are there. They're not on YouTube or Daily Motion. That's the only place you can watch them. So, you got to sign up for it. And also, don't forget to go on my webpage. I'm uploading all the pictures that I cannot upload on social media. So, check them out. They're really fun. Keep, looking at my YouTube. I put a lot of, random stuff there. You know, greetings to all my friends in California. I miss everybody. I'm coming back for Christmas. Santa Claus is bringing us back on Christmas Day. You know?
Yes. Your husband told me to tell you, if a fat man puts you in a bag, don't worry, because he wished you for Christmas.
I know, man. He'd be waiting.
I kind of messed up that line, but you know what I was trying to say.
You totally missed it, but that's okay.
All right, well, I guess we're going to shut this down. And for Thunder Rosa and myself, peace, love, and happiness.
Love Lock is a Say Saha Dynamite Productions.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Do you know what's not $9.99 and absolutely free? The Radio Takedown Network.com.
Sasquatch Pro Wrestling.